location in Baddex, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Terms and services apply. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
Josh Elke at the line, shooting 1-1. And the first one's up and good. Josh Elke, a sophomore, moved up to varsity this season after about 2 to 3 games. It's the first. It's now 24-13. The second free throw is up and good as well. Shelke now 2 for 2 from the free throw line.
Yeah, this is our second game with Harbor Beach, and Josh Shelke is really turning out to be a really solid player for Coach Ron Rubel.
It's 25-13. Harbor Beach by 12 over the Ubley Bearcats. 4.5 to play in the second quarter. Sweeney, right wing, dribbles into the paint, and looks like we have an off-the-ball call. Morrell got a little too physical in there. Off the ball, Big Ten officiating crew apparently tonight.
Trenton Morrell and Brandon Oswald were kind of leaning on each other, and one was going to fall. And Morrell got called.
It looked like the Michigan State basketball team in the Penn State Hotel. Eli Kraft over to Shelke to the left wing. This one, 3, is off the mark. Rebound, Seaman. The bait bunny is no good. And Seaman somehow gets his own layup after about 5 seconds of a loose ball. Kraft hook shots it all the way back to the center midcourt to Aaron Ginther. Resets the offense. Josh Shelke, right wing. Eli Kraft, left wing, down to the baseline to Oswald. Kicks it back out to Eli Kraft. Now back down to Oswald. Back out to Eli for 3 from the left wing. This one's good.
The high-low that Coach Roble's employing is really giving that defense fits. They're going to have to distort it.
Eli Kraft with 5 points. And we have another timeout called by Ubley. This looks like it's going to be a 30-second timeout. We'll stick with you. John, it's now a 15-point differential between these teams. Ubley 13, Harbor Beach 28.
Coach Pickley does not want Harbor Beach to go ahead and go on a long run. He's got to keep his troops all focused and keep in mind of what they're trying to do. Plenty of time yet in this first half, 3 minutes, 42 seconds. He wants to go ahead and work the ball, work the ball, work the ball, and he's getting layups out of the deal. It's just a matter of everyone goes ahead, gets on the same page, keeps their head, and they'll be okay.
Really, when the change was, Harbor Beach started to push the ball a little bit faster compared to Ubley slowing things down and really messing with Harbor Beach's game.
Well, actually, so far, I don't think they know what to do with Brandon Oswald down there on the baseline.
This is the first time we've seen him all season play, and he's going against a much taller Trenton Morrell. Ubley with the ball over to the left wing. A few new people in there, including number 30, Marshall Welton. Burton at the left wing dribbles down to the baseline, kicks it back out to Welton. Feeds it into Morrell, goes up, goes to work, and we have a charge against Morrell. Morrell came around with the left elbow. Seaman hit the deck. Whether it was a flop or not, I'm not quite sure. And Garrity Meredith, the official, calls a charge on Morrell. That is now his 3rd and Ubley's 9th team foul.
I don't know about you, but there's a lot of windmills in the area, and they might have got blown down a little bit.
A little bit.
At least the Ubley crowd seems to agree with him on that one.
And Oswald for the long 2 in the left corner for Harbor Beach goes no good, and rebounds Sweeney. A 15-point game, 28-13. Harbor Beach leads with 3 minutes left in the second quarter. Sweeney going against Kraft, dribbling right down into the paint. And Kraft gets a hand out. Now we have a held ball right at the top of the key. And possession arrow in favor of Ubley. Out there right now for Ubley, Sweeney, Burton, Messing, Welton, and Morrell. Out there for Harbor Beach, Josh Shelke, Andrew Seaman, Eli Kraft, Aaron Ginther, and Brandon Oswald. Sweeney dribbles right into the paint, puts up the shot. This one's off the mark. Rebound Andrew Seaman for Harbor Beach. Josh Shelke now with the ball over to Eli Kraft, left wing. Pushing the ball very quickly. Seaman now for the long 2 from the right side. And they actually gave him a 3. His foot was about 6 inches on the line. Seaman with the 3, allegedly.
I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt on that one.
31-13, Harbor Beach now by 18 after a Seaman 3. Messing drives right into the lane, puts up the reverse layup, and Harbor Beach draws the charge. That's the second straight charge on Ubley. This one's against number 10, Nick Sweeney, his 1st. And now you're kind of starting to see the hands on the hips for this Bearcat team.
Well, they're starting to get out of control right now, and Coach Pickle is up, and he's giving them signals and everything. But to tell you the truth, it looks like there's two agendas going on the floor. Harbor Beach is just playing steady as she goes. Look where Brandon Oswald is, right down on the baseline elbow.
As Kraft brings up the ball, like John was saying, Oswald is completely behind the entire defense. Kraft dribbles into the right elbow, kicks it out to Schalke from the right wing for three. This one's good. Back-to-back threes for the Pirates. This time it's Josh Schalke, his second three of the night. It's now 34-13, a 21-point lead for the Pirates. 2 minutes to play before halftime. Over to Welton, top of the key now to Kyle Rumzik. Kurt Kabosky for three from the right wing. Still loose ball, last touch by a white jersey. And it's Harbor Beach ball, 90 feet from their own hoop. 1:47 left in the second quarter.
With the score differential right now, Clark, it's getting a little chippy out there.
Josh Schalke dribbles down the baseline. It's tipped out of bounds on the receiving end by a couple of players and last touch by Ubley. So Eli Kraft now will be calling from underneath his own hoop. Trenton Morrell sits down. And we now have Tyler Brandle in the game for Ubley. Kraft gets it in the right post after the inbound and kicks it over to Seaman for the runner. Almost a little bit of a mini hook shot. And that one's good. And Seaman gets another two. It's a 23-point differential, 36-13, 85 seconds before halftime. Top of the key, Kyle Rumzik over to Kabosky, over to Welton for three from the left wing, and it's good.
That was a nice possession for the Ubley Bearcats that time.
Welton now pushes it back to a 20-point differential with a minute 10 left. Josh Schalke from the right wing one more time, and it's good. Josh Schalke now has three threes, and that's back-to-back for him from the same spot, that right wing. It's now back to 23 points. 55 seconds left in the second quarter. Messing, top of the key, being guarded by Seaman. Over to Kabosky, left wing, down to the baseline. Then it's actually tipped. And Eli Kraft tried to save it, trying to throw it off his defender. Kyle Rumzik missed, hit the floor, bounced nearly up to the rafters here in Ubley. And it's Ubley ball underneath their own hoop. 46.2 seconds left. And Colin Cook checks back in for Aaron Ginther. Looks like he'll be sitting down for the remainder of the half. Aaron Ginther with no points in the second quarter. He has 6 or 7 on the game. The shot from Kamoski is partially tipped, and here comes Harbor Beach. Eli Kraft at the right wing, pushing up the offense. And back at the top of the key to Schalke. 34 seconds left, back over to Kraft, right wing. Hot hand right now for Harbor Beach is Josh Schalke, the sophomore. Eli Kraft slowing things down. 25 seconds left in the half. Harbor Beach 39, Ubley 16.
Eli Kraft at the top, just dribbling the quarter out. Looks like they're going for a last shot.
Nearest defender is about 15 feet from Kraft. Here we go, 12 seconds left. Over to the left corner to Cook. Back up to Kraft, into Seaman for the jump shot, turning and shooting. This one's no good. Loose ball still, and Seaman flies into the student section. 2 seconds left, and Messing chucks this one up from the backcourt, and this one's no good, and the first half is in the books. It's Ubley 16, Harbor Beach 39 after two. You're tuned to WLEW Sports. Halftime coverage coming up.
Hi, Paul Bessler here from Moore Motor Sales in Carroll. The response to our last ad about our 2012 Dodge Ram heavy-duty trucks was amazing, as we sold 9 diesel trucks in the month of December. And the reason for that is because a 2012 Cummins diesel does not require the DEF diesel additive, and as a matter of fact, it'll go down in history for that very reason. Why pay more money for DEF when you don't have to? We still have 5 Ram diesel heavy-duty trucks left, so rush over to Moore Motor Sales today in Carroll and see me, Paul Bessler, and buy a truck that makes sense. That's dollars and cents.
Your number one Ubley Bearcats sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Auto Owners, the no problem people.
Hi, I'm Sean McVeigh from the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
The best of luck to all area sports teams from the team at Signature Bank. Hi, this is Janelle Kirsch. Investing in the youth of our community is the future of our economy. We at Signature Bank hope everyone realizes the importance of academic and sports excellence. When you invest with Signature Bank, you are investing in your local community.